In a written statement shared by the state's Division of Veterans Services, it's explained that the move out of Amherst Town Hall allows the local Veterans Benefits Office a chance to move in with other services in a more comprehensive environment. The office is moving to the headquarters of Western New York Heroes Incorporated, a not-for-profit located off Main Street just east of Transit Road in Clarence. Its president and founder, Chris Krieger, says his organization offers programs such as grants to veterans who may need help catching up with mortgage, rent, or utility payments. They also connect veterans with service dogs, scholarships, and support for children of military personnel.
But those same veterans will come in, and maybe it's been a while since they've visited their benefits and are looking at reopening a claim, or even filing a claim for the first time that they were not aware of that they can file for, or questions about school, or we will get people that come in here asking questions about death benefits because their loved one was a veteran in past and they don't know where to begin.
But now they'll be able to get those services under the same roof as Western New York Heroes Incorporated in a location that Krieger notes is on a bus route. The organization, founded 12 years ago, is looking to eventually expand into additional suites within the business park where it's located. Krieger was asked what service might come next.
We're looking at even possibly there's another program out there called the Hope Project, where Hope Project is all about clothing and food as well. So we refer a lot of our veterans there. Right now they're in the Eastern Hills Mall.
But with plans coming to redevelop Eastern Hills Mall, Krieger hopes it's an ideal opportunity to expand the variety of services available at one location. The Veterans Benefits Advisor's Office will begin its move on Wednesday, April 17th, and be fully up and running on Friday the 19th. Both Krieger and state officials say there will be no interruption of services during the move. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.